Welcome to the Animal Health Employment Insider, brought to you by the Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, search consultant Stacy Purcell, founder and CEO of the Vet Recruiter, provides insight and practical advice for both companies and job seekers. The Vet Recruiter's mission is to help organizations acquire top talent while helping professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. In today's podcast, we'll be talking about the two biggest secrets for maximizing your career potential. Hello, Stacy, and thank you for joining us.
Hello, Sharita. I'm glad to be here today.
Well, Stacy, in our previous podcast for candidates, we discussed three secrets for maximizing your career potential. At the end of that podcast, you made a mention of the fact that we would discuss two more secrets. These two, you said, are the biggest and most important secrets, and that's why we're presenting them in a separate podcast.
Yes, that's right. I feel very strongly about these two points. I wanted to talk about them specifically and break them out from the other three. I believe that they hold the key to really growing your career.
So, to recap, the three secrets that we discussed in our previous podcast were be aware of your surroundings, that was number one, and then figure out your thing, that was number two. And number three was always act with integrity. So which of the two secrets will we tackle first today?
Well, our fourth secret and our first one for today is you must take risks in order to enjoy rewards. I firmly believe that this is the mindset necessary to truly climb the ladder in your career. There are a couple things to keep in mind here. First, there are varying degrees of risk. And second, people are different when it comes to how they view risk. Some people enjoy taking risks, and some people do not enjoy taking them. In fact, some people thrive off taking risks, and some people avoid them like the plague. However, there is no getting around the fact that you can't grow your career and take it to the next level without taking some sort of risk.
Do you have any examples of some of the risks that you're talking about?
Sure, I do. Some examples of these risks would be talking with your boss about what's making you unhappy in your current job, talking with your boss about a promotion and other career growth opportunities within your current organization, or making the decision to leave your current employer, or accepting a job with another company that involves more responsibility than what you have now, moving to another part of the country for a better opportunity, or moving to another country for a better opportunity.
Okay, it seems like there are risks involved in whatever career path you choose. There are risks if you choose to stay with your current employer, and there are risks if you choose to pursue other opportunities.
Yes, that's exactly right. There are risks involved in whichever path you choose, your current employer or a new employer. If you believe that it's easier to grow your career by staying where you are, that's simply not the case. You'll still have to take risks to get to where you want to go. They'll just be different risks than if you decided to pursue a job with another organization. I have seen people take risks and be rewarded for taking those risks, and I've also seen people not take risks and be penalized for not taking those risks. In fact, I have a story that illustrates this. We had a candidate who wanted to take the next step in their career, but they were only willing to work in Topeka, Kansas. Well, there are limited opportunities in Topeka, Kansas. In fact, there are limited opportunities if you limit your career to just one city in the country or in the world.
Now, I've actually heard that people who change jobs more often earn more money than the people who don't. Is that true?
It is absolutely true. People who change jobs every 3 to 5 years earn more in compensation and benefits than people who stay at the same employer for 10 to 15 years. There was an article in Forbes magazine that stated staying employed at the same company for over 2 years on average is going to make you earn less over your lifetime by about 50% or more.
Wow. Why is this the case?
This is the case because employers must entice professionals that they want to hire with more money, compensation, and other benefits. As a result, those people are rewarded for taking a risk, leaving their current employer, and going to work for another organization. And I have a story that illustrates this too. We had an individual who had been at the same employer for 17 years. She was a salesperson, And she found out that she was one of the lowest paid sales reps at her company, and she didn't even know it. In fact, she told me that she thought she was one of the highest paid reps in the organization. But since I had interviewed many of her peers, I found out she was actually one of the lowest paid sales reps in the company, and the ones that the company had hired more recently and had recruited them away from competitive organizations were making more than she was.
Oh, wow. So what is the second secret that we're going to talk about today?
Well, our second secret is don't let fear rule the decisions that you make about your career. The reason this is so important is because fear is the one thing that's responsible for holding people back from what they want the most. This secret goes hand in hand with the one we just discussed, the one about taking risks. That's because the main reason people don't take the risks that are necessary to enjoy big rewards is fear. Fear takes a lot of different forms, like fear of the unknown, fear of failure, fear of not meeting expectations, fear of making the wrong decision, or fear of stepping out of your comfort zone. There's an acronym that I believe spells out perfectly what fear really is in most situations, especially in those situations that pertain to a person's professional life. And that acronym is FEAR is false evidence appearing real.
Okay, I like that acronym, but isn't fear like a natural emotion, you know? I mean, everybody is afraid, you know, at one time or another.
Well, yes, fear is a natural emotion. However, it's what you're actually afraid of that's the main issue. Many times in the professional world, people experience the emotion of fear without any actual reason to experience it.
What do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean by that is what these people fear is the anticipation of an event and not the event itself. And I have an example from our childhood that I think almost anybody will relate to. When you were a child, getting a shot may have been a frightening experience. And if so, you probably remember the drive to the doctor's office and the questions that were running through your mind. How big would the needle be? How many shots would you be getting? How much would it hurt? Then, of course, you reached the doctor's office and received your shot, and you discovered that thinking about the shot was worse than actually getting it. Once again, the anticipation of the event was actually scarier than the event itself.
I totally know what you mean because I was afraid of shots as a child. I have many, many bad memories about that. So what you're saying is it's the same thing with your career.
Absolutely. People experience fear within their job and about their career because of the anticipation of an event, which usually signifies some sort of change. Some examples of situations that people fear, or more accurately, that they fear the anticipation of, include talking with their boss about a raise, undergoing additional training and obtaining new certifications, talking with their boss about a promotion, taking on new responsibilities or managing others, deciding to accept a new position with another organization.
So, like when you were getting a shot as a child, all sorts of questions can race through your mind in these situations?
They sure can. Questions like, what if it doesn't work out? What if I fail? What if I struggle? What if my current boss freaks out when I submit my letter of resignation? Also, like getting a shot, these fears are often unfounded. You'll find that thinking about a change is worse than actually making that change or taking that next step in your career. I can say without a doubt that fear is the one thing that holds people back from going after the things that they want most in their careers.
Okay, and you have a personal story about not letting fear hold you back, is that right?
That is right. When I was in college, I had to get an internship as part of my curriculum. And this was years ago, I was in my early 20s, and I was afraid to pick up the phone to call around to ask for an internship. And you know, now I'm a recruiter. I talk on the phone all day long. But quite simply, if you let fear rule your decisions, you will not reach your full potential as a professional. It just won't happen. The fact of the matter is that taking risks and making decisions take a certain amount of courage. Everyone experiences fear from time to time, and courage is not the lack of fear, but the ability to overcome fear and still go after what you want the most.
And there's really no way to avoid risk and feelings of fear professionally, is there?
Well, there really isn't. Risks and fear can exist no matter which path you choose to grow your career. It could be with your current employer, or it could be with a new organization. But if you don't take risks and overcome fear caused by the anticipation of change, then your career will remain stagnant and you won't achieve the things that are important to you, especially the one thing that's most important. I want everyone in today's audience to remember that this is a result of more than 20 years of experience as a recruiter. I've worked with literally thousands of professionals during that time. I know what has worked and what hasn't worked, and these secrets that we've talked about today are the things that work, and they can work for you.
Okay, Stacy, this is great. Thank you so much once again for so much wonderful information.
Thank you, Sharita. I look forward to our next podcast.